Now, as the closing date for the submission of the same-sex marriage postal survey draws closer, are each side is using different marketing strategies. So how effective are they? To discuss this, we've got Dr. Andrew Hughes, the lecturer in marketing at the Research School of Management at the Australian National University, to give us a bit of a rundown. So how do the strategies of the yes and no case differ?
The yes is basically going on. It's time theme, and it's time that we have recognition for all Australians that everyone has the same rights when it comes to marriage, and that's their central platform. So it's a pretty easy one and simple one to understand where it's coming from. Whereas the no, they've taken a different tack. They're not confronting the yes camp head on. They're doing it more about freedoms and rights and what you could lose potentially if the law was changed to allow same-sex marriage.
So how effective are these arguments?
The thing I think for the no team is that they were in a position where they really couldn't go negative or that hard negative at all on how they carry the message through. So they've been tiptoeing, as it were, around confronting the yes team in a one-on-one straight out argument and debate on the issue, and what they've instead had a talk about is those rights and freedoms, which they've alluded to, because of course it's all up in the air whether those things will happen or not. And there's been a lot of debate on truth in advertising as well during this campaign, because a lot of the things they're talking about are fears of what could happen, not what will happen. So it's trying to put that fear in your mind. It's like a classic horror movie, really, which, you know, you might see the dark shadow behind you as you walk down the street. Now, the dark shadow could be anything from a tree to an evil, horrible person. So they're trying to use that real fear element to their advertising, to their messaging. Is it effective? It probably has been with some people, but not enough. It's going to actually sway the outcome at all. The outcome itself, I think, is going to be a landslide to the yes. But the no are really trying to hear, put some, you know, some ideas out there which might get a few more people back towards the no side, and might you know, stop them and make them think twice about what's happening with the campaign. So has anyone really engaged that well? I think the yes team has done really well with engagement. They've really done a great job on making it more about, this is a message from the people, the majority of the people, this is what everyone wants. You know, it's going to change so many lives for the better. And so it's a really positive, uplifting message. So in a way, you're seeing the messages contrasted through style and substance, which is, yes, is more about the positive and how it's going to be so much better for the nation and for everyone else, of course, who's affected by the change. And not to mention the no team are then running a bit more subtle, dark, negative messaging, even though it's not direct negative attacking ad like we might see during a traditional election campaign on politics.
Okay, so how have you figured out that it's going to be a landslide? Because obviously recently, you know, we found out that the No campaign is getting four times the media coverage and people sort of starting to come out of the woodwork.
It's because you look at the value offering. It comes back to anything in marketing. What are you going to offer to people as a incentive for them to come over and buy your product or buy your idea, as it were, or adopt your idea in this case? And for yes, it seems to be a lot more positive. Not to mention, there's the mass market appeal. We all love being part of the crowd. We do. And part of a really good movement too is that it's positive for us to be part of that movement, associate with that movement, particularly if it's one we can identify and engage with ourselves in our own way. So I think this is the thing too, which people have maybe overlooked a little bit with this campaign, is that it's a movement perspective as well. It's not just it's time. It's also the movement here behind it is extraordinary. I've never seen anything like it in the last, probably, to be honest, since probably Kevin 07 campaign, where it had that sense of it's time, it's, you know, about time this happened. Finally, we get a progressive Prime Minister who's going to implement all these wonderful ideas and policies. But, of course, that never happened. But, you know, it was that sense though at the time that it was something to be proud to be part of, and people walking around wearing Kevin 07 t-shirts. But move on 10 years from that, and suddenly we have another campaign in Australia where we can all engage, because the thing which makes this unique too, this is a vote on one issue alone. It's not about broader platform ideas or policies or anything else like that. This is how you feel about it. And suddenly we have direct democracy, and This is the first time in Australia we are seeing direct democracy done like this, where it's straight off to you as an individual on what you feel. I've never seen so many people ever post so many pictures on social media of how they voted on anything ever. I mean, it's just extraordinary. And you get that sense that it's something people don't want to miss out on being part of and saying, hey, I supported this. At the same time, you're right, people are talking about no, and there's been more and more press about no because of certain things which are happening from the no side. So we've had that that Madeleine issue, which has happened the last couple of days based here in Canberra. There's been some other high-profile people have come out and said they're going to be voting no. And so that's got a bit more publicity and interest as well from on the no side, but also how that's then impacted upon those people in a social media sense as well, because they've had very negative experiences. And so the argument then is, okay, well, hang on, you know, we have to respect everything, and you know, every side should be respected, and they have a right to say no if that's what they feel. So, and that's been a touchy thing. It's been interesting to see that that reaction's played out as well with people who have been, you know, come out and said that they're going to vote no. So, and it's probably then reinforced the feeling we had before all this happened and the arguments why we should not have had a survey at all, because it would have generated this negative feeling and this negative, you know, attitudes and these negative sort of aspects to it, which might take a bit of time to overcome, you know, after the campaign's long run. So it's something else to think about here, is how these campaigns can trigger these really highly intense negative emotions, but also positive ones, and how long they're going to last with us into the future as well.
Mm. So can you just give us, you know, what is so far of the whole campaign in terms of effectiveness, what's your favourite ad?
Of the campaign itself, it's actually an ad which started before the campaign. It was done by GetUp. It's 5 years ago now, and if you go on to YouTube and have a look at it, it's called It's Time, and it's from a first-person point of view, which I really like point of view videos when they're done. And the Yes team have done this consistently as well through the campaign. They have really gone with this localized perspective of how this could be someone you know, and this is how much better their life is going to be now they have the same rights as most other Australians currently enjoy. And that's been a really good way to carry their argument forward, is because it's making us all realize that, hey, hang on, we do have inequality in Australian society, and this is one step we can all make to fix it and to make, you know, the rest of us equal in our society. And that's something which should be part of every Australian. And so they've carried that story through and that narrative through so well in their campaign. And, you know, you go back to this very, very first ad done by GetUp. It's just brilliant. It is a bit of a watch. It was designed for more social media. It wasn't probably designed for a TV commercial spot. So that's done really, really well. And I love it. The one they did for The Bachelor and Bachelorette as well, that was a powerful message as well. Again, it's the localization making us all realize that there are people who we probably know right now who don't have the same rights that you know, the rest of us enjoy maybe in society, and this is our chance to correct that and fix that and give these people the same rights. So this is, you know, these ads, that's how they work really well. They make us all feel connected and engaged, but also energized and motivated to change our behavior to vote yes.
Alrighty, well, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. That was Dr. Andrew Hughes, a lecturer in marketing at the Australian National University.